Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
It's a tradition as old as the game itself.
And that's why I like the Dayton Triangles, plus the 5.5 straight up over Canton.
Picking the right side is not child's play.
It doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Ooh, my little girl said the cutest thing.
You need a little help.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
That's where he comes in.
This is my stone cold. Lock of the century.
All week.
It's the Program Picks with Fat Jack.
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Fat Jack should know that Peter Yatinik remains red hot, even in hoops. He went 3-2 last week. Adam and I, crying in our beer, a couple of Coronas, cheer us up. Mm-hmm. 2-3. Curtis, a dismal 0-5. Fat Jack had a winning week as well. Petros, Seabolt, Dravetta, Peter Yatinik joins us. Peter, how are you?
Doing fine, Saran. How about yourself?
You know, just bowing in the presence of greatness.
Man,
had another winning week for you.
I had another one there, but it kind of slipped by. But don't worry, it's coming.
No, I do not want to hear a word from you if you lose on chumps today, Pete.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, that's
you've won everything else.
That is a given.
Yeah.
With these three guys playing, I'm usually in the toilet.
When you win every week in the picks, you don't get a cry.
Well, I'll tell you, guy. I mean, it's going to stop. And if we do it again, I assume we're going to do it again next year. It's coming.
No.
I'll tell you.
What's coming is Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. He joins us here in the program. Fat Jack, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I was trying to remember what the logic was last week because we're out of football season. By the way, Curtis picking the games and then going 0-5. I mean, is that how that went down? No, Adam picked the games.
Adam picked the games. But still,
I would have still gone 0-5.
0-5 is still despicable. Either way, go ahead and mock him. Make fun of him. Go ahead.
I just say that I'm trying to remember what Peter was going with. It had nothing to do with basketball. We didn't really slam the Christians or any of the – I don't think we'll get into BYU at all. But, yeah, for my clients and I – it was really funny. You know, there are certain weekends that are more valuable than others, unfortunately, from a mental health standpoint for me and my staff. And Super Bowl is obviously a big one at Kansas City. And the other one is probably this last weekend. That first opening round of March Madness is always a bigger deal because guys that have been losing on their own or more likely are going to Vegas for the weekend, they're going to take a chance to invest in a winning week. They've been losing on their own every year. They've gone with their buddies for years. So all of a sudden they sign up. So because of that, they don't care about the fact that I'm up 65 games this year in basketball. They don't care about the fact that we have had almost no, like three losing weeks the entire year. They don't care about any of that. They just want to win that weekend. That's all they care about. So we start out the week, I went 1-3 on Thursday. And of course, the sky was falling in for those new people. I mean, they're just, this guy's a scam. He doesn't know what he's doing. All, you know, because that's how that goes. But then we turned it around. We went 2-2 Friday, which wasn't great. 4-0 Operation Clean Sweep on Saturday, and actually gave Illinois an extra one on Saturday. And so 5-0 really on Saturday. We went 2-1 on Sunday. So lo and behold, even those weekend guys, if they weren't so short-sighted that they just played Thursday and got mad because we had one of our rare losing days, they ended up winning last week. So things went really well. But it's always important to win when guys go to Vegas. The moral of it is, especially if you're in Kansas, is get a longer package. Go to FatJackSports.com. Pay less for the place. None of my clients, yearly clients, cared at all about a 1-3 Thursday because they understand there's losing days in sports gambling, even despite what other handicappers would tell you. But yeah, we turned it around, had a winning week overall and a really good time heading into this weekend and multiple plays going tonight and all weekend long at FatJackSports.com.
All right, we got five games we're going to pick here for this Sweet 16 round, Duke and Houston. Houston, 4.5-point favorites. The 5, Gonzaga and Purdue, the 1. Purdue, 5.5. Alabama, the 4. UNC, the 1. UNC, 4.5. Creighton, Tennessee is a 3-2 matchup. Tennessee, the 2 seed, 2.5-point favorite. And then Illinois is a, is this right, 1.5-point favorite over Iowa State?
No, I've got it. Oh, I didn't put the minus in there.
Yeah, you didn't put a plus. So
yeah, the minus should all
should be on Iowa State.
The number's always next to the favorite.
Okay. Iowa State, 1.5-point favorite against Illinois. Let's get things started. Adam, you picked them. You'll pick first. Duke, Houston, the Cougs laying 4.5. Who you got?
I think Houston got their scare in the second round. I like Duke. There's a lot of talent there, but they're also young. I think Houston takes this one, and I think it's pretty comfortable. Cougars.
Okay, he's on the Cougs. Curtis, you love Cougars. What do you think?
I think Duke takes this all the way to the wire, and it's a last-second shot. Either way, I'll take the Dukies.
He's on the Dukies. Peter Yates.
I kind of like Duke, too. I don't know. Houston, I just haven't really cared for them. So I'm just going to take Duke. I'm not going to come up with a cute little saying or anything. I'm just taking Duke.
I hate that. I would rather be on your side, Pete, but I'm on the Cougs. One, it's the Cougars, and I'm a fan. Two, I think they played so poorly. Although I don't know why he didn't foul, why they weren't guarding out of the arc. I don't know what happened at the end of regulation. That does scare me a little bit about, you know, well, is he really – got a good game plan?
A defensive mastermind not doing the most basic defensive things.
But I think they got their scare. I like Houston, and I like them big. Fat Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, really, really difficult game to pick. All these are tough, but this one's really tough because Houston is very vulnerable in the fact that they do not score the basketball very well overall this year. Really good defensive team, but not a great defensive or offensive team by any stretch. Also, keep in mind over this weekend, guys, number one seeds over the last 2 years are 1-4 against the spread. All right, in the Sweet 16, excuse me, straight up. 1-4 straight up the last 2 years in the Sweet 16 round. The adverse side of that is the previous years from 2013 to 21, the number one seeds were 21-4 straight up. So number one seeds, generally speaking, over the last more than decade, will get through this round winning. But you've got a couple of them this year that all are vulnerable, especially on one side of the ball. It's really difficult because Houston's defense is no joke. They will lock you down and you will have trouble scoring. But if they don't score, they're going to keep you in the game. So I'm going to take a flyer with Duke here. One of the toughest ones, but I'm going to take a flyer with Duke.
All right, second game, Gonzaga and Purdue. Boilermakers laying 4 or 5.5. We start with Curtis.
Gonzaga looks a lot better than I would have anticipated through this tournament. They particularly look strong and cohesive on offense. But Purdue is a house right now. I can't get in front of that. I'll take the Boilermakers.
All right, Pete.
Zach Edey has been approached to be the MC of Family Feud and or Let's Make a Deal because of his radiant personality. I will take Purdue. God. This guy, I mean, you can just look at him and say, you got nothing.
He's got 7 feet of nothing.
Exactly.
Well, he's a fine player.
Yes, he is a fine player. And I don't think he's going to rip the NBA up. No.
That's
strong enough.
It's a different game, but he is a tank in there. I am really worried about this game. And when I saw that it was the highest point spread, that made me not worry. I'm on Purdue. Plus, Fat Jack made me feel better with his one seed stats. So give me Purdue. Adam?
Yeah, if Edey were ready for the NBA or was going to be a force in the NBA, he would have left last year.
Or the year before that.
This is a battle of a guy who doesn't do great in the tournament versus a guy who doesn't do great against top seeds. I think the former trend prevails. Boiler up, hammer down.
We're all on the Boilers. Are we making a mistake, Fat Jack?
I can't jump out and say you're making a mistake, but I do worry about both of the fact that it seems like Gonzaga, just the coaching staff and the recipe there, is figure out how to get hot at the right time, and they've been able to do that. This is an underachieving team all year long that's gotten hot here in the first couple of rounds. They're playing a Purdue team, as we know, in recent history, has flopped at some point before they were supposed to, earlier than they were supposed to. So if they showed up and didn't perform well, I'm not sure it would shock anybody because of what we've got out of them the last couple of years. Purdue's also the fourth most bet team money-wise, and we're getting ready to talk about a couple of the ones that are more bet than they are going into this weekend. So the general public lining up and playing Purdue, I think that creates a little bit of value with Gonzaga here. I will expect them to stay hot. A really close game down to the end, really tough one to pick. But give me Gonzaga plus the points in that one.
Okay. All right. That's not good. All right, next up, Pete, you're first up. UNC, the North Carolina Tar Heels, the 1 seed, 4.5-point favorites over the 4 seed Alabama. What do you say?
As long as Bill Guthrie stays 6 feet under, I know it's Easter, but as long as Bill Guthrie stays 6 feet under, North Carolina will win. If he comes back from the dead, they ain't got a prayer.
So are you predicting a resurrection? Or
Yeah, there's a chance he'll come back. He was when I was playing for him. He was God.
Are you on UNC then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're not really predicting he's going to come back.
No.
All right.
Think he might think so, but I hope not.
Well, I don't like this either, being on the opposite side of you. But give me Alabama. Carolina wasn't one of the. They were the fifth favorite, the 1-1 seed that was a longer odd than Arizona. And I think that makes them vulnerable. I'm on Alabama. I'll take Captain Analytics to get it done in this one, to at least keep it close. Give me Alabama. Adam?
I haven't even seen the lie or the total on this one, but I think the over might be a safe bet just because of what two teams are playing. But leave the experts to picks to Fat Jack. I'm picking North Carolina for no other reason than I really want that UNC-Arizona Elite Eight.
Okay. Curtis?
Alabama failed to cover the last 4 games they've played against Power 5 teams, so I'm going to take UNC to cover here.
I love it. I'm all alone on Alabama, especially when I hear great logic, Fat Jack. Like, I want to see that team play in the next round, so I love my Alabama. Am I right?
Here's the thing. This might be a little ego for me because my clients will all tell you that my pick to win the national championship was North Carolina at 17-1. And we are generally speaking really good, as people know who listen to our program here, that I'm pretty good at predicting these longer shots to at least get in the Final Four or make the Super Bowl. That's the good news. The bad news is that North Carolina is the most bet team money-wise and ticket-wise. They are the most comfortable play for the general public this weekend of all of them. That's generally speaking, and it hasn't been the first couple rounds. The Vegas has been wrong a bunch of times on some of these higher volume teams that the general public's been betting on. But that, generally speaking, will get you into the poorhouse pretty quick. I think it's a close game. Alabama super streaky, like we were talking about Gonzaga, getting hot at the right time and playing well. But they are super streaky, especially offensively, and they don't play great defense. So give me North Carolina minus the points and one that I think we'll probably have to earn.
Okay. All right. I'm up first. Tennessee, the 2 seed, -2.5 against Creighton, the 3 seed. The whole world, I assume, is running to the window to bet Creighton. So I'm on Tennessee. I'll lay the 2.5 with the Vols. Adam?
I'm going to steal your pick and your logic. I thought of it as well, but we do think alike there because I think everyone is going, oh, it's Rick Barnes, it's Rick Barnes. So give me Tennessee.
Curtis?
Creighton needed OT the last time. I don't think it's going to help them this time. I think Tennessee's got it figured out. I like the Vols.
God, I hate my pick now. Pete?
You're going to hate this one, but this is a strange way to pick this game. But when I was in the Army, the guy who signed my paycheck was named Creighton. With that in mind, I'm taking Creighton.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does to me. Sure. Okay. The guy who gives you your money's good guy.
$81 a month.
Yeah.
$81 a month.
Well, in 1927, that'd go a long way.
Is there a Boger University in this tournament?
Yeah. Not that I know of.
I'm getting that.
Fat Jack, 3 Vols, 1 Blue Jay. Who's right?
That's the kind of stuff that gets you in the winning column consistently. If the dude in the Army who paid me my check was named Creighton, give me the Blue Jays, all right? That's all. You need to know nothing more than that's how you get it done on this segment. So write that stuff down. If that's on your bingo card, you guys have been hanging around Pete a long time to know who was writing this check. Tennessee, as everybody knows, Rick Barnes, not good. Last time we were talking about Rick Barnes is not good in the tournament. Now we move to, okay, well, he's not good in the Sweet 16 either. Under the Sweet 16, he's come in as a favorite, and has lost the last two times. So he, generally speaking, doesn't do well there. But, boy, this is, again, we talked about this last week, a team that won the SEC. Yeah, they didn't play great in the tournament, but they were hot going into the tournament. Again, a little bit of ego here because I have Creighton as one. Creighton, Iowa State, North Carolina are three of my final four, so I need Creighton to get it done here. I don't love Trey Alexander, the way he his decision-making in close games, but just a lean here toward Creighton.
I lean on Creighton. Note the lean, people. Lean.
Having nothing to do with who's paying Pete's paycheck,
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. All right, Adam, you're up. Iowa State, the 2 seed, 1.5-point favorites over Illinois, the 3 seed. What say you?
This one's really tough, and I guess that's obvious because it's the shortest line at -1.5. I'm going to go with Illinois, and I can't tell you why.
He's honest. He's honest.
Who are you, Timothy B. Schmidt?
Curtis?
I can't tell you why.
Illinois, the better team, and all I got to do is and actually get a 1.5. I'll take the Illini.
All right. Peter?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Well, I sounded better coming from Curtis.
I got to take Illinois because they're going to win the whole thing.
Oh, they are.
I'm taking Illinois, yeah. Mm. And I'm getting one smile out of Brad. What's his name? Brad Underwood, yeah. And get one smile out of him because he's a cranky-looking guy, but pretty damn good coach.
Iowa State pounded Houston. I think they're playing great ball. T.J. Otzelberger, I think, is an excellent coach. I like where Iowa State is. I think the whole world's on Illinois, yet Iowa State is still laying points. Why? Somebody knows something, and I sit next to them. Give me Iowa State -1.5. Fat Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, just an observation. Curtis, you want to believe Curtis is right when he speaks. I mean, Curtis says, a better team. I'm getting points. Fire me. Line me up. That got you a goose egg last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, maybe he reverts back toward the mean a little bit. He can't go 0-5 again. But when I listen to Curtis, especially if I compare to what he's saying, what compared to Pete's saying, how do you listen to Pete and think he's going to get anything right at all? The dude's making money. Curtis, like, I get the better team. Give me points. It's the easiest play on the board. Line me up. All right, who wants to go play one-on-one? I mean, that's where I get with Curtis. But the reason we were polishing over, and Serene, you pointed out, great, Iowa State is a no joke. This is more the chameleon-type team that you need in a tournament than is Houston. Can play very good defense, but can also score the basketball. And that's why they give Houston trouble. And that's who will give Houston trouble. Iowa State, as I said, I've got them in my final four. I'll go ahead and lay the 1.5. I don't think it comes down in that area. And I think I'm going to get 2 of at least the 4 there. So, yeah, give me Iowa State minus the points there. Better thing, guys, if you want to make money this weekend, baseball, America's pastime, hot dog eating championships of the world are starting up today. Those plays, if you sign up through the Super Bowl, are free only when you sign up today. If you wait until tomorrow, baseball plays are not free. We made about 50 games of profit per year in bases alone over the last decade, and I don't charge for those when you sign up for the season right now. Go to FatJackSports.com. You can get the weekend's football that comes with the bases for only $169, or go through March Madness for a little less expensive per week through the NBA Finals. There's packages for all length of time, but the best deals today, get everything through the Super Bowl or March Madness of next year or the NBA Finals and get the bases for free. Go to FatJackSports.com. Plays are emailed to you, they're text to you, and they will make you money. Get signed up today and win this weekend betting the games against the spread.
Fat Jack, to your point about my predictions, the great H.L. Mencken once said that for every complex problem, there is an answer that is clear, simple, and wrong. That is me picking games in a nutshell.
I'm getting that tattooed on my lower back tomorrow.
I love it.
If that's not a tramp stamp of a gambler, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. Fat Jack, you're the man. Great stuff as always. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See you soon.
All right, there he goes. Best in the business, Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. Everything's right there on the site. And he won again last week. Time for us to play a little Stump the Chumps. We'll get Todd Lebo in here. Stump the Chumps proudly brought to you by our friends at the Salty Iguana. You can get to the Iguana right now. Locations of Prairie Village, Olathe, Lawrence, Independence. Go to saltyiguana.com to find the location nearest you. And get in there tonight. Tamale platter and specials on the Mexican beer. Nothing like a couple of Corona Premieres and a tamale platter. It's going on right now at Salty Iguana.
Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for
over a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
Yes, indeed. Stump the Chumps, proudly brought to you by our friends at the Salty Iguana. Locations all over the metro. Four great locations. Prairie Village, Olathe, Lawrence, and Independence. You can get that great Mexican food, some great cocktails. They got specials every single day. Mondays, it's the Tostada Grande and the taco salad. Royal Blue Tacos on Tuesday. The Chicken Fajitas on Wednesday. Tonight, it's the Tamale Platter and specials on the Mexican beer. So get you a couple of Coronas a tamale platter tonight. You can thank me tomorrow. Friday, fish taco platter, gold margaritas. Saturday and Sunday, it's the fish bowl margaritas. It's all at the Salty Iguana. Go see him tonight for some great Mexican food. We welcome Todd Lebo to the festivities. Todd, how are you?
Oh, I'm ready to go. I brought a tamale platter for you guys today.
Every time you
will
say that.
Will you eat, though?
No,
I don't know.
Every time you say that, Seren gains 7 pounds.
You guys and I sit there and I'm
every
like...
Every time you say that.
And I have my fork and I'm like...
You guys have a chance to gain 16 pounds twice.
Well, then,
okay. I brought
there,
that many.
There's your man right
well,
there.
I've got plenty. I've got... I'm gonna open it up 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 answers.
11 answers. It goes to 11.
Go. I was going to say, we're going six, with what is
5 and 6
starting next year's league.
Mm-hmm. Big 12.
All leagues, no.
Oh, okay.
Because we've done Big 12 and SEC okay. all along. So I'm going to tap some greater knowledge. Mm. AAC.
Oh, boy.
And ACC.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I was going to do just ACC.
Okay.
But I'm like, there's just, I'll tell you there's.
Just adding a couple
two,
AACs
four,
in.
4, 6, 8.
10 CCs.
ACCs.
Not alone,
and three AACs, the All-American Conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. ACC, they didn't even add anybody,
no,
did they?
Pete's in trouble.
They had a whole,
yes.
Yeah, I am in trouble.
They're adding people.
You're not that in trouble, I can tell you.
Yeah.
But you're in trouble.
Mostly.
God. I'm looking for, from the AAC,
AAC
and the ACC.
AAC. Next year's.
Next year's designation. Okay. Pete, name me an ACC team.
Duke.
Okay, right. So you're thinking right.
Okay, do I get a point?
No.
I want first round picks of the Kansas City Chiefs from those conferences.
Lebo,
Todd,
Ethan Horton,
Ethan
oh,
Hapless,
Curtis.
Horton is correct. Curtis,
Ryan Sims
is correct from North Carolina. Good. Chime on in there, Pete.
First round picks. Okay.
First round picks or just picks?
First round picks of your Kansas City Chiefs.
Curtis. Oh, never mind.
Lebo? Oh, his second. Rashee Rice was a second rounder, wasn't he?
He was.
That's an ACC school, though.
It is.
No money, but they're in. Lebo.
I sound like Bill. I don't. No, don't look at me, oh, man. I'm just.
I'm withdrawing my Lebo for this instant.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Lebo.
Oh, my God. We got a safety.
First round pick.
Okay, yeah, first round pick. Safety, D-tackle, running back, tight end, quarterback, defensive end, nose tackle, wide out.
Lebo, Steve Fuller.
Steve Fuller.
Oh, nice.
Clemson, that's correct. Man. Todd, again.
They've had some of these dudes that, like, they didn't draft one. He was on the team, won a Super Bowl.
One was a Dick Vermeil safety, a Andy Reid. No.
Damn.
So you got Steve Fuller, Ethan Horton, and Ryan Sims.
Well, that was bad.
First of all, from the AAC, you did not get Jerome Woods from Memphis.
Yep.
You did not get Dontari Poe
from Memphis.
From Memphis. Or Paul Palmer from Temple.
Temple. Got it. That's an AAC now? Okay.
You did not get Gene Trosh.
Oh, no.
That's Pete's favorite.
Trash man.
You did not get Gene Trosh from Miami of Florida. You did not get Jonathan Baldwin. From Pitt, Brandon Albert from Virginia, or Bill Moss from Pitt.
Oh boy, Billy Bob. Sorry.
Also, did not get NFL Hall of Famer, tight end,
Tony Gonzalez.
He's
going. Wow. Oh, so
Cal and Stanford are going to the.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind missing Tony G. There you go.
Okay.
God, some of those were gettable. I mean,
they're all people we know.
They were gettable, and I still can't do it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, not counting Willie Wilson, there are 10 players who have batted leadoff for the Royals on opening day twice.
Petro.
Terrence.
Damon.
Johnny Damon.
Lebo.
Todrick.
Carlo Beltran.
No.
Sweet Vanilla?
No. Not twice.
Opening Day. Oh, man.
Not Lebo, twice. Alcides Escobar?
Alcides Escobar.
Because why not?
Good, yeah. Petro. Not? Tom Goodwin?
No.
That's good, though.
Well, that's how they hit. Petro, yeah. Brian McRae?
Brian McRae. He met. Oh,
man.
Let's see. There's some big names on this list.
Petro, George Brett?
George Brett.
Wow.
There's a couple more. There's at least, Lebo? One more Royals Hall of Famer.
Frank White?
Nope.
No.
Recent Royals Hall of Famer?
No.
Lebo. Okay. Well, a good strike out
All-Star.
Here. Kevin Seitz.
What's it? Nope.
No. I'm sorry.
Wait, what were the last couple of clues you gave?
Recent
Royal and an All-Star. And World Series hero.
Petro, David De Jesus?
David De Jesus.
Oh, man.
He's not a World Series hero.
No, but yeah. World Series?
Outfielder.
Petro Lorenzo Cain?
Nope. Shortstop.
Pat Sheridan?
Nope.
Petro Gerard Dyson?
Nope.
You got to be strong.
Well, that's what I did. That was the first one I missed.
You missed Alex Gordon.
Oh, gosh.
God.
Two-hit Whit Merrifield.
Oh, man. This is
stupid. Keith Miller.
Oh, Keith Miller. Forgettable.
Royals Hall of Famer Freddie Patek.
Patek.
And Michael Tucker.
Tucker.
Did
okay.
you consider Brett for Miller? All right. Let's go. Get ready. Let's go basketball here.
Pete,
this one's for you.
Stop.
This is for you.
Stop I used to think I knew basketball until we started playing this game.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. Every time you listen say to me, that guy gets six.
Just listen.
Just get to you. Give him six right now.
Rick Pitino and John Calipari have each taken three schools to the Final Four. Okay? So not them. I want you to name me a coach who's taken two different schools to the Final Four. There's 16 of them. Besides
Curtis,
those guys.
Enoch,
Curtis in
Roy
first,
Williams.
I think. Roy Williams. Pete's in?
No.
Yeah, you are. No?
No.
Okay.
No.
That was Rick Pitino.
Denny Crum.
No.
Curtis. Eddie Sutton?
Eddie Sutton did it. Arkansas and Oklahoma State.
He went to the Final Four at Arkansas.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Sidney Moncrief, I believe, on the team.
Who am I missing?
One of them's pretty recent. Got their second team.
Smokes.
There's another one involving the home of, which we are.
What?
Curtis.
We're the home of the what?
Larry Brown.
Larry Brown. There you go.
Home
of the
Jayhawks. God.
UCLA.
So what? Enoch. Oh, God.
Got them both put on probation later, maybe? I don't know. LB?
Probably. Man.
Petro,
Kelvin Sampson.
Kelvin did it. Oklahoma and Houston.
Nice.
Yes. I know Petro loves to interview this guy, one of them.
Petro, Bob Huggins.
Bob Huggins. Oh, I'm passing
then.
Food out.
Well, then.
Pete.
None,
one
no.
of them went to one of your schools.
I'm not hungry.
One of your schools.
Tech winner.
No. All right. First one is someone named Forty Anderson.
Forty Anderson from Michigan State.
And Bradley. Gene Bartow,
yeah,
Memphis, AAC and UCLA. Hugh Durham, Florida State and Georgia. That might be the biggest thing ever.
Yeah,
what a deal.
That.
Jack Gardner took Utah and K-State.
Yeah.
Lou Henson, New Mexico State and Illinois. We said Huggy. Lon Kruger, Florida and Oklahoma. Jim Larrinaga, George Mason in Miami.
Yes.
Frank McGuire, St. John's, North Carolina. Luke Olsen, Iowa and Arizona.
Killing me.
Lee Rose.
I thought of Luton. I'm like, he didn't go to Iowa.
Lee Rose, Charlotte, and Purdue. And you got Eddie Sutton. So I get two for Petro, three for Curtis. Is that right?
Two for me, three for Curtis, yeah.
Okay, I'm very disappointed you guys didn't do better.
What
Thank
do you,
you so
I appreciate that. What do you got, Pete?
Who was the very first batter in the history of Major League Baseball in Kansas City?
Major League?
Yep. I was there.
Lebo.
Oh, he was there since I was the Kansas
Dick
City
Houser?
Cowboys or whatever.
Huh? Dick Houser?
No.
Curtis.
No, this was earlier. Major League history, Kansas City.
Oh, you're talking about not the A's?
Yes.
It was the A's.
Yes.
Dick Houser was an A.
Curtis.
Yeah, he was.
Gus
for about
Zernial.
5 minutes.
I don't know.
Nope. Of course. Petro. Smith.
Lebo. Johnson. Who was it?
This guy had a team mascot named after him, of the Bangers, Wall Bangers, Harvey Keene.
Harvey Keene, oh, really? There you go.
Detroit. For who? For Detroit?
Uh-huh.
Was he wasn't playing the A's?
He was playing the A's, 1955, 6-2 A's, with Alex Kellner on the mound.
Yeah, so obviously the A's wouldn't have had the... No, I just said Major League history.
Yeah. I know. I know. You. You
could have played on the road.
Yeah. It's terrible. 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 All right. Baseball, Royals. Go with this. I'm going to take one away. I'm going to take three away. One, I'm going to take George Brett and Willie Wilson off the board. And in the asking of the question, no, I won't. I'll just say, name me any of the...
Can we say George Brett?
You can't say okay. Wilson or okay. Brett, no. Name me any of the 14 other players that have had double-digit triples in a season for the Royals.
Lebo.
Pete was first.
Amos Otis?
Amos Otis never did it, Chuck.
He never hit a triple?
Never had double-digit triples. Oh, he's never had 10 or more.
Didn't Paolo do this? Paolo Orlando?
No.
Okay.
Or Curtis.
Freddie Puffs.
Curtis. Hal McRae.
Hal McRae did it in 1977. Pete, go ahead. Patek did it as well.
I'm on the
in
board.
In 71.
Lebo Gerard Dyson.
That's a
no.
Lebo,
no
he didn't get three John, hits. Johnny
he
Damon.
Bats. This will be your third strike.
I know. I'm
but
saying
Damon's
Johnny
there.
Damon. Okay.
Yes.
I got
well
it.
Done. He did it a couple times.
Gosh, there's some weird one recently.
Oh, there's a number of weird ones recently.
Yeah, I know.
Are there any old ones on there besides?
Curtis. Whit Curtis. Merrifield.
Whit Merrifield is there. Yes, he
I'm
did
gonna,
it in 2019
strike.
With 10.
Curtis.
Strike out.
Hang on. He didn't bust, so Curtis.
Melky Cabrera.
Melky Cabrera did not do it.
Lebo, let's try... Let's try Kane.
One was really recent. No, Lorenzo Kane did not.
I know it. It's going to be. That's so stupid.
Really?
I'm struck.
Enoch.
Like,
Peter
like
Lopez.
Last year. It's going to be someone from no. a year ago. We're not going to get
yes,
it.
Yes, it's last year.
Oh, dang it. Oh, this is going to.
I'm not. One guy just passed.
He passed away?
Yeah. Yeah. Last year was Bobby Witt Jr.
I was going to say, I knew it was Bobby Witt, and I said, stupid
it was
Lorenzo
too,
came
was too
first.
Obvious.
Dumb.
Just passed away was UL Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Up at the top, Al Cowens had 14.
I almost thought of that. Yeah.
Jose Offerman had 13. Carlos Beltran had 12.
That's so stupid.
Vince Coleman had 12.
Stupid.
Adalberto Mondesi had 10.
Oh, I forgot about
it. Tom Poquet had 10.
Wow.
Mondesi did it in six games.
Daryl Porter had 10.
Oh, God.
But the best is that in 2019,
that's
the guy the Royals are still paying.
Gordo? No, he's not getting paid anymore, is he?
Hunter Dozier.
Oh, Dozier
oh my
had
goodness.
10 in 2019.
Oh,
that was
God,
the whole reason I had
question.
That question. Hunter Dozier.
I Googled him today. I guess he was in the minor league camp for the Angels. I guess he didn't make the team. But
I guess not.
I should have gotten out.
He was a nice enough guy. I wish him well.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah. Wish him well.
All right, Kurt.
All right, Curtis, what do you got?
All right, there are 11 pitchers. Try again. There are 11 pitchers who have made at least four opening day starts in their career anywhere. Who have also started at least one game at any time for the Royals.
But their opening day starts
Petro.
Not necessarily with the Royals.
Correct.
Okay.
Petro. Vida Blue.
Vida Blue, yes.
Enoch.
Pete.
Lindy McDaniel.
Nope.
Petro. James Shields.
James Shields.
Lebo.
Okay.
Mark Redman.
Nope.
Petro. Brett Saban.
No.
Petro. Kevin Apier.
Kevin Apier. Appier.
Oh, so you could do R starting.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to say
they
him.
They had to
was hitting
cross up, but you
didn't
answer
the question right? very well.
Yep.
Lebo Busby?
Nope.
Okay.
I got another one. I'm
all or some.
If I don't think it better.
Lebo, I'll try Greinke.
Zach Greinke.
Yeah. Enoch, who's my boy? Who's the guy I always talk about? Who was that dude?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
No,
it ain't him.
Who?
It ain't him.
It's not him.
It's not him. Okay.
There's a number one overall pick.
Lebo. Tim Belcher.
Tim Belcher. There's a guy who's on the 85 World Series team.
Lebo. Petro.
A guy. Siren.
Gubiza.
Nope.
Damn it.
Charlie. The guy who.
He said Lee Brandt.
Nope, not Lee Brandt.
Okay. Yeah. Strike out on Lee Brandt.
There were two guys on the 15 World
he
Series.
He said Bud Black.
I got one.
Two guys on the 15 World Series team.
Oh. Lebo, Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto.
Oh,
wow.
Right under the bus.
The other four, the other guy on the 15 team that did it was Edinson Volquez.
Oh, no.
Okay.
David Cone.
Oh, come on.
How do we not get Cone?
So stupid.
Dennis Leonard.
Oh.
Leo, God bless.
And Hall of Famer Gaylord Perry.
Oh.
I knew there was like some
one of those guys, yeah.
Cup of coffee at the end.
That was the
All
one
right.
I was even close to.
Okay, baseball.
What do you got?
Okay, I'm taking out three pitchers last year for the Royals who won five games. That's Brady Singer, Jordan Lyles, and Cole Reagans. Just name me another pitcher who got a win for the Royals last year.
Oh, my God.
Petro, Chris Bubich.
He did not.
He didn't?
He did not.
Petro, Alec Marsh.
He did.
Curtis, Greinke got one, didn't he, finally?
Greinke got two.
He got two.
Keller?
Yep, Brad Keller got a couple.
Whoa! Boy. Petro, MacArthur?
He got one.
Douglas MacArthur.
Wasn't Doug.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my God, this
Curtis,
is so awful.
Cole Reagans.
No, he's taking it out.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Try him.
Petro, Daniel Lynch?
Daniel Lynch did, yes.
Curtis Jackson Kowar?
No. He got two wins.
Oh my God.
He was 2-0.
Oh, my God.
That's fabulous.
Oh, man.
Scott Barlow.
Scott Barlow, yes. Barlow.
Petro, roll this Chapman.
Correct.
Yeah.
He, four.
In the roll.
God, I can see him.
They didn't win the first 8 weeks I was out there, so.
You can see Petro's face right now. He is thinking so hard. All right, Ryan Yarbrough?
Yes! Wow. God bless it!
How about Taylor Clark?
Good Lord.
Jose Quas?
E.
I haven't heard of one of these guys.
Angel Zerpa?
Angel Zerpa. You're making those names up.
No, I'm not. Carlos Hernandez.
Zerpa.
Oh, gosh.
Nick Widgren?
Yes,
no
you are.
Mike Mayers. I am making that one
You're
up.
You're making all of them.
And a man named Josh Taylor. There you go.
Josh
Never
Taylor.
Heard of one of those guys.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Now you know why there's...
All right, Pete, what do you got?
I just want the year. The last time a Yankee, any Yankee, did not play in an All-Star game. Give me the year.
Curtis. 66?
Nope.
Last time
when they make the rule, it has to be a long
1991?
Time ago.
No.
Lebo, 69.
Nope.
Lebo, 70.
Nope. How many? 92. Nope.
90.
Nope.
Lebo, 2023.
Nope. 88.
33.
Nope. Was it like never an All-Star game in 94?
1943. No, there was an All-Star game, but Joe McCarthy decided even though they had six Yankees on the roster, he said hell with it.
I'm not playing these guys.
None of them are playing.
That's not very nice.
I didn't think so either.
Wow. Okay, Pete has 200.
The original McCarthy is
Edgar Bergen.
Curtis has 800. Lebo has 800.
I'm surprised I'm even that
and
close.
I have.
Here we go.
1400.
Oh, for God's sake! I don't think I can top you, Saran.
No, I don't think so either, Pete.
I think it's going to be tough.
I don't think so either.
Easy.
What's our category?
Multiple-time national champions in men's basketball.
Multiple national champions in men's basketball.
I think I'll bet all this.
That's our category in Final Chumps. If you provide Adam with a Final Chumps question, Adam at 810WHB.com, you will be going to eat at the Salty Iguana. Go get you some iguana dip, their queso dip. They're absolutely fantastic. You can go tonight and get you the tamale platter for just $10. They got specials on the Mexican beers, a couple of Coronas and a tamale platter. Sound like a good Thursday night to me. It's all at the Salty Iguana in Independence, in Prairie Village, in Lawrence, and in Olathe. It's the Salty Iguana.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue Burnt End of the Hour answer. Who's the only Royal to get four hits on opening day from the leadoff spot?
Well, Lou Piniella.
We just named
Lou
all the
Piniella.
Leadoff hitters.
Oh!
1969, the Royals' first ever opening day is the only time they've had a leadoff hitter.
Were you at that one?
Yep.
It always counts.
Yes, I was.
It always counts at Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Get you some Joe's right now. You can order it at joeskc.com. Kansas City Barbecue Store. We got beautiful weather right now. If you're not getting ready to get out and grill, I don't know what's wrong with you. If you need a grill, if you need sauces, spices, utensils, rubs, the fuel itself, go check out their beautiful line of grills and everything that goes on the grill or goes on you. When you are grilling, it's at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Online, it's the Kansas City. CincinnatiBBQStore.com. See him in person at 119th and Strangline, right across the parking lot from Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Time for a little final chumps, brought to you by our friends at the Salty Iguana. What do we got? Working with multiple champion head coaches.
No, programs.
Multiple champion programs in men's college basketball.
It's going to be Kansas because it's at
UCLA. It is not.
He's vetting
the
questions.
Maybe it is. Who knows? This program is the only one to have won an NCAA tournament championship, an NIT championship, and an NAIA men's basketball championship.
Jeez. I know you know that one. I don't, though. I've heard it, but I can't remember it.
Duck soup. I hope you miss it.
Hold on. Read it again.
NIT championship, NCAA championship, NAIA championship.
One of the few times that there's been a question that's been asked, I've heard it asked 10 times, but I can't remember.
And if this requires any extra, I'll give it to you. NAIA is exclusively tournament. There were never any of these funny Helms BS. Okay. NAIA is just the tournament.
Oh, so Helms is BS.
Just called the Helms not real.
We start with Peter Yatini.
First I put Bradley, but then I thought Louisville.
How do they pronounce it there?
Louisville.
Louisville.
Dang it.
And that is correct.
Ooh, how much you bet, Pete?
$1.
$1.
I want to kind of leave here with
$1.
You're going to finish in at least second place.
That takes us to Todd Lebo.
I bet it all, and I put CCNY.
They won the NIT and NCAA in the same year.
Okay, yeah. I knew there was something.
And that's not right. So you have zero, Curtis? None.
I bet it all. I said Oklahoma State.
So you have zero.
Mm-hmm.
I said Oklahoma State as well. And I bet it all.
Two.
I bet nothing.
Yeah, nothing?
I didn't think there was any chance you boys were going to get it. So I'm a winner.
Yes.
I thought Oklahoma State did do the NAIA.
No.
No, they were in the
Missouri Valley.
I felt pretty good, and I was like, God.
They were always in the Missouri Valley.
If I lose this...
But you didn't.
I didn't have to
get
didn't.
The ones that you did.
Louisville, way to go.
Peter, I brought too much food to the buffet again.
Louisville. Peter Yates. I first thought Bradley, though, and then I said, I know. Louisville.
So at least you got it right, Pete.
Yeah.
Second place.
There you go. Second place. So,
that's
know.
Embarrassing.
You got that going for you.
Embarrassing.
We take a break. We come back. We're going to talk some NFL football. The Stump of Chumps, always brought to you by Salty Iguana.
All right, five players have been the Royals' opening day leadoff hitter in their only season with the team. Name any one of them. Brought to you by Good Sense.